I'm not drunk enough for you.
I'm not drunk either. I'm, ooh, baby. Hey, guys. Welcome to a surprise and delight episode of Black Girl Charmed. I am, the migraines are trying to win, but my determination to get this episode out is just so powerful. So I'm here fighting for y'all. I'm your soldier, Ray, joined by my co-host,
Robin Dixon.
I really do not want you to speak that evil on you. How dare right. you? That is wicked.
I am Andy. What would it be like to be a white, rich gay man?
He has the tiki-saki.
He does.
And every so often, you'll see like a glimpse into Andy. Mm. Them kids.
I don't know if I want that.
Them kids. He spent how many years dealing with these housewives and they kids to then be like, oh my God, kids are hard? Wow, shocker. Somebody alert the media. Oh, wait, I'm the media. Hello, guys. It's hard to have children.
Do you think he had a kid because his bestie had a kid, the Silver Fox?
No, I think he genuinely wanted a kid. I think, like,
I don't know why. As somebody who has kids. Oh, my gosh. So we were at work today, and we were doing a what's it called? Like a get to know me. And it was like they did like an online spinny thing. And it was like the one thing that makes your, what did I get landed on? The one thing that makes your day better. And somebody was like, your kids. And I was like, and then I realized maybe I should just go with that. Cause no.
Don't be the weirdo.
I know. Look, guys, when you have a teenager and a terrible two, I'm fighting for my life out here. Fighting for my life. I told him it was night-night, and he told me, no, it was not. He said, you night-night.
Are you, like, jerking off your straw? What does that sound?
I was sticking. So you have to keep that in for the video,
but you can
just edit it out for the audio.
Oh man, I wonder who are... that minute difference between video and audio. I wonder if people are just like, what happened in that minute? What did you say?
What happened? What did you do?
Yeah. I was explaining over the weekend that it's so hard sometimes to not come in after you're editing a joke and just coming in on the ha, because everything before the ha
is gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
It's so long.
And you know what? This is a season one to season three look back. And if you've been with us since day one, look at us editing ourselves. Shorter episodes.
I'd be like, oh my God, there's so much and I can't take it out. How do I make it shorter? We're doing good.
You know, round of applause. You know what? I'll actually throw in a round of applause because I believe Riverside allows you to do that. I can't wait until I'm like Marquise, who has his whole studio and a whole team. I'm so proud of you, and I want to be like you when I grow up.
Season three had me fighting for my life.
Yeah, I thought after coming off of season two, we were like, oh, here, we here, okay? We know what happens at the end of the season. No, we definitely were like, okay, we know what happens at the end of the season.
Yeah.
We remember it fondly. Season two was a fugue, was a fugue state. Call it Walter White. I don't know what happened there. Oh, you didn't watch Breaking Bad. That was season one.
Have I completely erased season two from
Exactly. See, if you watched Breaking Bad, that would have made sense.
Ah! What the fuck happened to season two? Wait. Oh!
Season
what was
two.
The season two finale? Season two. Okay, that was... Okay, yeah.
All right. You see? That's why nobody remembers season two. Season two is...
That started great. Your Leo rant. Yes.
Oh
yes.
My God.
Andy dying was oh so long. I feel like it was just yesterday.
Because they made her fucking suck that shit up immediately. He came back with her tan and was like, you still crying over that man?
Over that cop? We don't cry over cops, bitch.
And this is why we're never going to get picked up. Because they're like, yo, nah, fuck it, nah. You know, I take that back. Because, you know, the Bodega Boys in their prime. The Bodega Boys in their fucking prime. If y'all can handle Jesus and Mero in their fucking prime, y'all can handle us. Fuck that shit. And we actually like each other from day one.
I was sitting here thinking, right? You know, you reflect over the season. I was thinking, what was the highlight of the season for me? And it was a struggle because it's not necessarily a plot point that was a highlight. But I would say that, like, short point that we had evil Phoebe and she was going to fuck Balthazar. That was, which goes to show you how great the season was, if that was the highlight for me.
I will say this because, you know, one of us has to be the nerd. I'll be the nerd.
Okay.
Hold on. Where's baby? Oh, there's baby.
Oh, Lord.
Look, man, if I'm going to nerd out, might as well, you know, fully nerd out.
Fully nerd out.
I will say, I like the swings they took in season three. They really were in their bag creatively. We got the fairy episode. To this day, Stairs of Sobering is in my dialect. So, like, can I be mad? Prue being in her, it's all about me bag creatively. I wasted so much time trying to turn Jack into a fuck buddy when I could have just continued not having sex.
Right. It's just
like, exactly. Season two gives us Jack. And of course we want to black that out.
I'm so afraid to do Supernatural or to do anything else because I look fondly back on those shows. Like, I've looked fondly back on Charmed. And maybe Supernatural will be different because I watched that about a year ago. 2 years now? Jesus, I have a 2-year-old. That's crazy. I watched it about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But we watched Charmed, or I did before I started this. I watched Charmed almost every morning. So I don't know why this time around, I just don't like Phoebe.
It's because everybody that I know who has watched Charmed, anybody that I've seen talked about it, who still holds on to it the same way we did, where we're getting ready for work, we're gonna throw on TNT, so we're just watching it for the highlights, because you're not fully watching it when you're doing your hair or your makeup. You're not fully watching it when it's on TNT in the morning, unless, you know, you're unemployed or you're watching it for a podcast. You're not really watching it for the plot and the substance.
Okay.
For the years, the decades that we've been watching it, but when you like have to sit down with it, it's no good.
And it's no good at all.
Yeah. And I don't mean that. I mean,
in a bad way.
Yeah, like, I don't mean that in a bad way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want to clear it up because, oh my God, I don't want this to be the episode that pops and they're just like, well, if you don't like the show, why are you doing the podcast?
Right.
They're wanting to do.
I still like the show.
Yeah.
I just see it differently now. And I do want to, before we even move forward. So, not every episode, but some episodes we have polls or questions at the end of it. And so last week's poll was which sister should have died. It was mostly Phoebe, but somebody said Piper. And if that is you, I need you to email us and tell us why. Nobody said Prue.
Because they saw that TikTok where Shannon was like, well, Shannon and Holly were talking about what if somebody else died and I don't remember who, and she had to deal with Paige. And she was just like, Shannon, to her credit, said she would be happy to deal with Paige.
Yeah.
Because Paige would have allowed her to be in her, Paige would have fully supported her in her photography journey. She wouldn't have thrown a camera at her. Paige wouldn't have. Because Paige would have supported her, her photography, she would make very specific jokes like, that's why the shading in that photo was actually trash. I told you not to worry about it, but you definitely should. Or, it's surprising that we can actually see the product with all the glare in this photo. Yikes. Wow. Yeah, that's a kind of like remarks Paige would have done, because she would have fully supported her art enough to mock it smartly, which Prue would have, you know, appreciate it, even though she would have hated it. But we miss out on that, and that's why nobody says Prue.
What was your lowest point of the season?
Phoebe. Her storyline is so depressing. Like, yes. Do they have amazing chemistry? Yes. Was the love story successful? Yes. But this wasn't a show about the love between man and woman. It was the love between sisters and their bond. And I can't say nothing nice about Leo right now, so I'm going to leave him alone. But, I mean, you know what? I got it. At least he didn't try to kill them for 6 months.
I mean, he did want her to move out at one point to break, which would have, I believe, lowered the power of three.
Honestly, he didn't really want her to move out. Okay. Okay. My stomach started growling and it started being, if you hear that on the mic.
I don't hear anything. It was fine.
It's fine. It just went from like, yo, feed me. Anyway, damn, my stomach just threw me off track. Yeah, Leo was just going with the flow when it came, because Piper was running the show with that whole move out, and he wasn't against it, but he wasn't for it. Like, either way, he was...
I'm not even talking about the move-out episode. Do you remember the episode where the demon was stuck and the pastor had taken his powers, yes. And they were driving to the location. Mm-hmm. And Leo was, I don't understand why you guys always have to do everything together. Blah, 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 blah.
But he's been saying that. There's so many episodes where he says that.
I know. And I would have to say the lowest point would be Phoebe for me, too. And in almost disappointing as well, yes. Because I was a Phoebe lover. And I still think as we move forward, I'm going to enjoy some of her storylines.
Oh, season 4 pops. I've done the pre-pro. I've done all the, like, the YouTube title screens. I've done literally every episode of season 4. Every kind of, like, content for that already.
You said and that last season.
Yes. But long live the queen.
How can I trust you?
Long live the queen! I know you hate it. I know you hate it. I know you hate it. But storytelling wise, we get Phoebe tapping into her evil side is where she shines. They should have.
It is where she shines. It is where she shines.
And they had the groundwork from here. That's why Phoebe is the disappointing part of season 3, because you have the groundwork here for that arc. Because, I mean, yeah, the groundwork is here too anyway. Yeah, I guess. Either way, it'd have been better, like, sisterly story-wise. But this girl really abandoned her sisters in the middle of a mission to be like, well, y'all handled this assassin who came to kill us and actually almost killed you both. Yeah. I'm going to go downstairs and get some dick, maybe sit on it, you know. It's always a little better when it's funky.
It's always a little better when it tastes like sulfur. What are you talking about? What are you doing?
When she gets down there and they have their, like, loving embrace and they make out, you telling me his breath smell good?
The things that you pick up is wild.
I am off my meds, bro. I've been off my meds since Atlanta. It's worse.
Okay, so what was your favorite episode? Season 3 and then overall. That's a good one. That's a good one. Think about it.
Season 3? Mm-hmm. It's the fairy episode.
That's what you're going to stick with?
Yeah, I love it. The Shannon and Alyssa's... They're fun together. They're always a fun time. Even in later episodes in season 3, where that poor girl got burned up in her shop. Is Phoebe annoying? Yes. But is Shannon like playing Prue? She's playing Big Sister so well in that episode. Like their chemistry. For all the shenanigans that he said, she said, the HR meetings, the all hands that we all skipped out on, for all that shit that was happening behind the scenes, the chemistry and the growth in Phoebe and Prue's relationship from season 1 to season 3 is beautiful. That is a highlight. I'm going to have a shopping trip with the sister I kind of like.
That was a good episode. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it is, and how fun and goofy they are in the fairy episode. They're just, that's like as if like their both inhibitions are down. I can actually like you and be silly and goofy. Don't you love being silly and goofy when, you know, What's her like name for her? I don't remember. I was like, I can't say that one. With tramp stamp, because she got a tramp stamp. Okay. I'm gonna like retweet the photo.
Oh my goodness.
With this sound clip. Anyway, yeah, don't you love having fun with tramp stamp? Like silly, goofy.
I don't know.
This you're a hater. You're a hater. You're a fucking hater. I may be an old West Indian woman, but you're an old West Indian hater.
So my grandmother. I'm okay with that. Totally okay. I struggled, I think, through season three a lot.
Yeah, you did. You because know what?
It held a special place.
I'm sorry.
And rewatching it critically destroyed that for me. So if I was to say that I had a favorite episode, it wouldn't necessarily be because of the episode itself, but because of the acting. Mm-hmm. And that would be All Hell Break Loose.
I mean, I wanted to say that, but that's a cheat. Like, everybody's going to say All Hell Breaks Loose. Okay.
Well, I mean, if you're a Prue fan, then it wouldn't be your favorite episode.
I mean, acting? Because even, honestly, watching her, it's a non-skip episode. Like, even if you, like, you're the biggest Prue fan.
Now you skip it all the time.
Coward. Coward.
I'm a punk.
But no, All Hell Breaks Loose. I feel like if your episode is entitled All Hell Breaks Loose, it has to be a good episode. Like, you can't.
I mean,
Supernatural.
But this is Charmed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they have disappointed us before. Okay, so what is your worst episode of season?
What is it? This season? What do we do this season? There's so many.
So you have the one with the birds and the wolf. You have...
Okay, it was the bird and the wolf. That one was fun because the villain, he was fun. He was, like, season three had fun villains. You had Shadow, a.k.a. Kenny from Scream, who dies.
Mm-hmm.
You had the stockbroker.
Mm-hmm. He was funny.
He was funny. Cole.
Death. That is fine.
Yeah. Who else?
The ice cream man. We all scream for ice cream.
No, that was that tall, bald man. And then the creeper who was like, the special truck. Mm. Oh.
No, I'm saying, but like, the whole premise behind it, right? With the ice cream truck.
The kids.
Yeah. That's the worst episode. It was. Her father's a piece of shit.
Daddy!
That's the worst episode that we've done this season.
Yeah, because ain't nothing topping the pizza clay.
Nothing.
Nothing stopping pizza clay. The ice cream man is definitely... That's a filler. So yeah. That was definitely
a bad filler. Because you can have good filler. Like, Supernatural had good filler episodes that were... It did have its rough points.
Mm-hmm.
But they do filler episodes, I think, really well. And that's something that Charmed struggled with.
I know it's because of the lack of consistent writers.
Right.
I feel like that's a lazy answer, but it's the answer nonetheless.
So walking out of the final episode, what are your feelings? So I can't stroke my straw, but you can stroke the sword.
It was hurting my ears. You don't hear squeak, 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 squeak.
Oh, you know what I realized? The straw is... right next to the mic. That's why I'm like, how did you hear it? But that makes sense. Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. See?
Yeah. We could have had it all. But she was rolling in the hay. Rolling in some fucking hay.
Did you not learn anything from Natalie? Anything?
Absolutely not. Like, cause even Natalie was fun. Like, she's supposed to be the enemy, but let's be honest, she was fun. Oh, mm-hmm. You're just going to levitate? Twirl, bitch. And twirl. And twirl.
I think I stand firmly in my ground, especially after this episode, that they should have all had their own white lighter.
Yeah.
It would have never have happened.
Yeah. The only way that this would have happened if they all had their own white lighter is somebody goes after Phoebe.
I think Prue's white lighter, though, would have been stuck up. I would have been... I told you not to fuck a demon.
Yes! Prue's white lighter would have been a little bit of Giles with a... Yes. Sorry, a lot of bit of Giles with a little bit of Wesley.
I love Wesley.
These motherfuckers are snoring mad hard as if they have a job, as if they have done anything but terrorize my entire fucking day. It's like, why is there snoring that's coming from this area? Yeah, that would have been fun. But as we know, they cheap over there. So they have the budget for all of that.
And that's something that I'm trying to still grapple with, especially after the Natalie episode. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't the three most powerful witches each have their own white lighter?
Yes. Why are you treating the three most powerful witches of all time thus far? Because, you know, they kids then surpass them, whatever.
Speaking of, you know, we'll save that for that. Because is that misogynistic writing?
It's all misogynistic writing. Have you not seen how season 3 ended?
No, I get that. But if they're supposed, right, the hallowed line is always women, blah, 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 blah. And then they finally have boys and they're supposed to be amazing. Fuck out of here.
Well, the first one out the batch is like a demon, so.
You're right. Well, he don't ever make it, though. He don't make it. But that's one of my favorite episodes when she has that little evil demon. That is one of my favorite episodes, and I've watched that recently, and it still makes me laugh.
You never liked him anyway. It's so disappointing because even when you peel back I've been watching so many dark and depressing comedies. I mean, like comedies, dark and depressing shows. Yeah. So it's not surprising that when you peel back the very flimsy layer of like being a feminist and, you know, girl power, it's all, you know, men behind the curtain, you know. Being, you know, the villains that they are, and it sucks that this show that has been a safe space for women, for gays, for theys, sirs, all that, everybody in between, it's been a safe space because of that, you know. We're going to put women first, women empowerment. These are the three baddest bitches you've ever seen, beating men up every week. And when you peel back that layer, it's all a lie. It's all a lie.
And
it's
maybe that's what lie. It is.
Maybe.
I remember looking fondly. I mean, I've said this multiple times. I love me a good, smutty, evil romance. Mm-hmm. So I've always looked fondly on Cole and Phoebe.
Mm-hmm.
And her kind of shedding the whole, I mean, she's never really a good girl, but if you want me to fight your war, then I have to fight your war on my own terms.
Mm-hmm.
But then watching the last episode and her completely not only shirking her responsibility, but putting her sisters in danger because there was no power of three. The source is still around. You know, you're dumb. It shows no growth from the Phoebe that took the midnight train to Georgia after Grandma's
died. Yeah.
Right? It doesn't. It still is very... Where we watch Piper, I mean, and you and I have completely argued over Piper and being the child who is responsible and not wanting to fight.
Mm-hmm.
And you've watched that growth between season one and season three. And guys, the only argument that we have ever had has been over charge. But I don't see any growth. You even see growth in Prue, right? Not being so stuck up. I mean, she has like, you know, setbacks and stuff like that. But
she's always going to be a Molly. A Molly is always going to Molly.
It was almost disappointing that here we are, what, 66 episodes in, and there's been no growth. It's almost feels like she backslid. Because it's not like Cole was calling for her, right? Save me, come help me, I'm stuck.
Not like he was exactly chilling. Not like he did in that movie episode where he haunted, hey, I'm back, boo. I suppose you know, I'm here for you whenever you're ready.
Right. He was chilling. Like, you took it upon yourself to go and hunt down a man who was chilling. He wasn't even looking for you.
I was telling Jose this earlier, but as a palate cleanser, and I'm pretty sure I said this last week in the episode, I'm watching Sex and the City. And watching Carrie and watching Phoebe at the same time.
How is that a palate cleanser? Because Carrie is so bad.
I don't feel bad. Like, Carrie, like, everyone wants me to feel, like, everyone wants to hate Carrie Bradshaw. Like, we don't know a Carrie Bradshaw. We all know that shorty who moved from wherever the hell she was from. In Carrie Bradshaw's case, it was Connecticut, and rebranded herself as like a New York girl with a whole, no, you didn't, and like all that shit. We all know that bitch. It is because she a phony, she a flop. It just took her a while to get chose. And look who chose her.
And then still gave his ex-wife money in the will.
Because I was just watching the episode where she has to give she has to read a poem at Homegirl from True Blood at her wedding.
Uh-huh.
And the only reason Big wanted to go to this wedding, the only fucking reason he wanted to go to this wedding was to make fun of her. Because she was writing the poem in bed and he was like, this poem fucking sucks. Were you reading this? And he says to her face, I want to watch you read this poem, this shitty fucking poem in front of all of New York's elite. He wanted to go to that wedding to mock you. And then you surprised when he don't want to put his name on the card. His first question was, how'd they get my name? How they know about me, Carrie? What's going on? I just told you this like 2 days ago that I want to come laugh at you at this wedding. How they know my name, bitch? She deserves all of that.
That's a whole nother...
But you see, like, she...
But when we're talking about the fate of the world...
Yeah, it's like, Cole and Mr. Big are the same fucking person, because Cole is a demon who was sent here to ruin slash kill you, and Mr. Big is a man that ruined you. He made you a joke multiple times. Had you over here in restaurants, flipping over chairs, knocking over silverware, almost falling down the stairs, yelling at people. You're supposed to be the ultimate socialite. Yo, if Perez Hilton was around at this time, if TMZ was around when she was making a scene in that restaurant, ugh. 40-year-old loser, Carrie Bradshaw.
You think they got demon gossip pages?
Yes.
Somebody has been making fun of Phoebe, because I don't. This is what happens when you don't have.
They were making fun of Phoebe in the beginning, and then they started making fun of both of them.
Both of them.
Yeah.
Both of them. It just left.
And Perez Hilton is the one behind it. It all comes together. Yeah.
It just left a sore taste in my mouth.
Allegedly, because I think he sues people.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. That's the AKA for the episode. Allegedly.
It just leaves a sore taste in my mouth. You watch your sister get blasted through a wall. And nothing triggers. You don't have any PTSD of watching Andy die. No PTSD from nothing. It's just another day in San Francisco. Let me go.
That's what I'm saying. That's why it suffers. That's why it sucks. Because I'm not even going to say her name. I have fought men with this girl. I have run from the cops on roofs from this girl. I mean, with this girl. It's no man left behind until we know we good. Like, I'm not leaving you until I know that we're all good. Hell, but we were in our drinking fun days. She may have had a concussion, but she made it to the house. And to be clear, our friend was really, really, like, she thick. And I'm tiny. And she tiny, too. She tried to lie about it sometimes, but she tiny. She only, like, a little bit of tinier, like, a little bit of taller than me. But she tiny, too. And two tiny people can't carry a giant, especially when these two tiny people are drunk as hell.
It was rough. It was rough.
But exactly.
But you see what I'm saying? It was still no man left behind.
Exactly. You telling me you have to cry for Leo because for whatever reason. Hold up. When Ames was gutting homegirl and he was falling down the fucking stairs like he was having his first fucking period. He was like, oh, I can't handle it. Your wife. We literally see you have your first fucking period a few episodes ago over a charge being in danger, over a charge getting hurt. Imagine that's your wife. That's childbirth for you. And you didn't feel nothing. There was no urge for you to get down there, up there, wherever the fuck you were at. The fuck? So, it's very serious, and your sister, you know what? Phoebe not taking this seriously. Leo not taking this seriously. Who the fuck is taking this seriously?
I'm gonna give it to Leo, because Leo said he didn't want to go. He said it did not make any sense. Do you not just see what happened? Let me not go. I don't want to go. The one time Leo was smart about everything and said, I don't want to go. Something worse can happen. You cannot hear me when I'm down here. The elders just are trying. I cannot feel good about this relationship. The relationship is drenched in blood. How could you ever think that it was going to work? How could you ever think it was going to work?
A few weeks ago on the podcast, I made the comparison of Balthazar being Joe from You. And he literally is Joe from fucking You. And that's why, I think that was also the thing that bothered us a lot in the series. I mean, recapping season three, is Cole literally tried to end your family line. He has sent multiple demons after you.
Multiple.
He himself has come after you. And you just like, that's fine and all, but I still want that dick. I still love him. Like, there was never really a pause because you faked his death and you never, like, we never really saw Phoebe come to terms with the fact of all the shit that he really did. Like, yes, the betrayal, like, she's like, oh, you betrayed me. But
that dick, though.
Not just that, but the levels of betrayal. Because
she had the cops after her.
Going back to the episode where Prue has her stalker, that he turned all y'all against Prue, and she was right. He really fractured the bond in your, like, he fractured your sisterly bond, and you still were just like, but that dick, though, but that dick. While I understand that you are going to go back to your toxic man, we've all gone back with a toxic man after we've broken up with them, whatever. I'm not haranguing her for that. But there's always a real reflection in that time. There's a real reflection on what led to that breakup, why you had to break up. The only thing this girl reflects on is the love of it all. Yeah. Not how that love affected her, her sisters, her magic, her life. Her life, like, her livelihood, her sister's livelihood. Her, like, the traumas could have been taken out by Abby all because you chose to believe up. Prue literally set a trap for a demon, and then the demon got caught in the trap, and you were like, why would you do that? You hurt my man, blah, 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 blah. And you, not to be that person, but at this point, we are to believe that Cole is human, and Crystal zapped him, and this lawyer doesn't further investigate.
Nobody
brings that up. Prue had many. I'm not gonna say that because that was probably one of like the many off screen arguments that Prue had. Because that's the fact she said it. She said it. She literally said, "I set a trap for a demon, and he got caught." He's my district attorney, okay? And we saw it with Andy. As much as Andy was like, "I'm gonna like bend the rules or whatever." He still was a cop about this shit. You never saw that with fucking Cole, and that wasn't even like a, hey, maybe, you're not. I understand on the bigger scale, it did a lot for Alyssa and for Holly and eventually Rose when it comes to like, producing credits, directing credits, blah, 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 blah. And so in that regard, yes, it still holds up to the feminist test, but it doesn't because
they don't, at this point, very little of their conversations we seem to revolve around anything but men. So it doesn't.
Yeah, it doesn't pass the Bendel test or the Bechdel test, whatever. I know it's not.
Yeah,
It doesn't. And I think that's maybe why that test started getting very popular, because while I don't think that they anticipated podcasts of this genre happening when they were doing Charmed, but they had to have known at a certain point, like, oh, this is going to be studied. And they still didn't care.
It was written by a man, so.
Yeah.
What are you most excited about for season four?
You actually, you don't like Paige. You're not a Paige. You're not a. You're a Paige hater. Down with Paige. All that fun shit. And I'm excited to see your relationship with Paige as we enter season four.
I know, because it's so. One of my big beefs with Paige is the fact that here she is, she's coming in new, and she has all these thoughts about Cole. And granted, Cole does some really fucked up shit to her.
Yeah. Doing the fucking artwork for that episode was like, God damn.
I also find her kind of whiny. More than Piper. So now that I'm seeing Phoebe in a whole different light. And again, you know, my feelings might change.
Yeah.
Because I do love Balthazar and can't take that away from me. Balthazar can do no wrong.
No,
he's
I know.
A demon. And I know that. And I love him. I love him. It'll be interesting to see the next few seasons under this new light.
Yeah. While it sucks that Prue dies, I do appreciate that it finally brought a darkness to the show.
Yes.
I don't know why my voice is cracked, but there's a darkness that just comes when you lose one third of the original Charm Ones.
It doesn't stay, though. It doesn't stay.
It stays for about two seasons.
Yeah.
All of season four.
All of season four is dark.
The first half of season five, if memory serves.
I am excited for Holly's acting in the very first episode, because it's not acting.
I know. Guys, I feel like I'm going to watch one and two, especially one, so much in the upcoming weeks. I've already watched it. Because once you're on streaming, TNT has also spoiled me. Once you go from All Hell Breaks Loose, you immediately go right into it. Yeah, so you can't not go right into it. And watching it for shits and gigs was fun. I still kind of had my media literacy hat on and my podcast hat on. So it was still kind of, but not in that way, more like, oh, it's so good. Because even Phoebe and her, like, Phoebe-ness isn't that bad.
Until... She wears the coat. I like the coat. Any other thoughts?
I think, wow, season two just didn't happen. Because what do we get in season two?
Dan.
We get Dan, but Dan is a long road to Leo, and who in the fuck wants to discuss that? Dude, Dan, we get Jenny in this long slug through. Is it Dan or is it Leo? Is it Dan or is it Leo? Is it Dan or is it Leo?
It was definitely a sophomore slump.
Yeah. And I just, you can't make me ever believe that a woman who wanted security and love and a normal life was looked at the white lighter with no self, with no initiative, no drive, no oomph, no riz, no.
He brought her back. He brought her back from meeting the exotic fruit that wasn't really exotic. And it was a wrap.
And, okay, you could have just swapped that out with another white lighter who has spent 2 years with a charge and gotten bonded. And, like, you know what? It really fucking sucks that the powers that be, and I think this is where we're going to end it. It really fucking sucks that the powers that be treat the Charm Ones like they hoes.
But they are.
I mean, not like
the
that.
What you mean?
Not like that, but like, you were really going to let the power of three die off some fruit? Off some fruit?
Yes.
Oh my God.
We've had this conversation multiple times, right? If I was going to be our charm one for any side, it would clearly be the source versus the elders. The source was like, I know everything about you and your bitch. I can smell her. And on top of that, her sister about to die. How come the elders don't have any of this information?
How come Leo don't know that Shax, being an upper level demon, would need the power of three? Like,
yeah. But they even said it. They even said, did they say something to the effect of like, do we need the power of three or something like that?
He was like, the book was written by witches who didn't have your power, so maybe that's why they had a spell. And I'm sorry. If he is the source's number one assassin, I don't think...
Assassinate this.
That's the AKA. That's the AKA. Assassinate this puss. I'm gonna figure out how to like write it so it doesn't get flagged. But assassinate this
puss. Dollar signs. You know what? If I was Charm Worm, I would be a whore because they had some hot ass demons and I had to kill him after. Kill him with the puss and then kill him with my power.
Oh, y'all like to send secret spies? I got a secret spy.
I don't understand. You got somebody like Grams out here, and that's who you like, and then you still fall for a demon. Like, why you ain't get your licks? And I killed him, and I moved on.
Why didn't we ever use the magic we learned when we went back in time to protect our house?
You've said this multiple times on this episode. Multiple times. Because they don't care. And I honestly think, too, it's not until Prue dies where they're like, oh, shit, maybe we're not as invincible as we thought.
Which is wild, because clearly they've died numerous fucking times. But this is the one.
Right, but when you die numerous times, right, when you die numerous times and get brought back, is it really dying, or is it just a long nap?
It was the heat of the moment, telling me what your heart meant. The heat of the moment.
So on that note.
Because like you said it, I'm like, I get your point, because mystery spot. This was supposed to be a show about sisterhood, and I'm not feeling like the sisterhood. Or whatever the quote is. Yeah, man. Honestly, the only person who grows is Prue. And the fact that we lose her fucking sucks.
I think Piper grows a little bit.
Piper is still anxious and neurotic, and she spent the first half of season one becoming comfortable with being a witch, and then the second half in love with Leo.
But she don't complain about having a fight. Gross.
Okay, you know what? I'll take that back. I mean, Piper, she quit Quake, she quit Quake because her sisters pushed her, like gave her the wings for her to fly and soar or whatever. Yada, yada, yada.
And Phoebe did get her degree. She got her degrees and shit.
You know what? I got interviewed about the podcast. By the Vampire. I can't wait for that to come back. And I was asked why Charm still holds up. And I'm thinking about that now, and I was like, you know what? It does. It, like, we both graduated later in life, like Phoebe. Mm-hmm. The fashion, the beautiful gowns, mm-hmm. And while I said this, like, while it is a very colonized version of my history, it was still very good to see it in a positive mm-hmm. light. And mm-hmm. and that's like the double-edged sword with colonization, because like, oh yeah, I can see why you appreciate it, but you fucking bastard.
Right, right.
Because protecting your house with apples and, you know, with earth and oranges and clothes and blah, blah, blah. Walking your house after 11, you better walk in backwards so no jumbie gets you. Make sure you have your water by the door. It's the same thing, and it's being able to see that on screen that's just keeping that show alive for me in that sense. But golly, it's so hard sometimes. It's really hard. But, you know.
I mean, in that sense, I think that's one of the reasons why 14, 15-year-old me loved Phoebe. You had somebody here who was perfectly okay with not following what she had to follow and not listening to the rules and, you know, following her destiny with everything else being damned. And it didn't matter who she hurt or who got their feelings hurt, because this was a destiny that she saw herself having, and that was destiny that she was going to get. And I think the younger version of me was like, wow, it didn't matter. Like, that was what she was going to do, and that was what she was going to accomplish, and it was great. And I think older me, who I think I have accomplished many things that I have set out to accomplish, even though it was later in life or whatever the reasons were, it's like, you could have still possibly have done that. Or if all of these people were going to be hurt and burned mm-hmm. and murdered, maybe that wasn't the best destiny for you. And you don't ever see her get any consequences from that. I mean, outside of the fact that it doesn't end up working. Mm-hmm. But I mean, at that point, Prue's dead and gone, right? So it doesn't matter. There's really no, she was able to follow her heart no matter what the consequences mm-hmm. were, whether it's for her or for somebody else. And at the end, she gets Coop. Yeah. So I think as an older person, knowing that like every step you make has this like ripple effect, it kind of bothers me that there are no consequences for Phoebe. I mean, like, she becomes a siren and stuff like that, but it's these little drops in a bucket and not mm-hmm. like a big wave that really kind of, I don't think you ever really see her grow up until we get to like the whole Billy situation. And then even then it's like,
Yeah. It's funny. 'Cause you're like, when I was a kid, I gravitated towards Phoebe. When I was a kid, I definitely gravitated towards Prue. Because seeing somebody so assured of themselves, and I know I'm good at this, I'm gonna do it, and you're just gonna have to fucking eat it. That confidence, I needed it at the time. I probably still kind of need some of it now, mm-hmm. but that was so. That was like the first, not the first time, because we definitely had Maxine Shaw, but that was just another version of Maxine Shaw that I just had to like grab onto and gravitate to, because mm-hmm. when she was at Buckland, she was the bad bitch at Buckland's, and let's be honest, she quit.
Right.
They were going under. She saved them and then was like, I'm out. Bye. When we went to the future, she owns Buckland's. Prue was that mm-hmm. bitch. She's always been that bitch. And mm-hmm. that is so fun to watch and aspire to. And then now, you know, with my photography and her with her photography, it's very weird how things parallel. But for her to let go of that Buckland rigidity and lean into the creativity of it all and the beautifulness of life while still kind of having her morals, because when she was making out with that guy while Phoebe was on her hiatus from Cole, she's like, I don't want some perfect guy. That's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for somebody to have fun, but I'm smart. I can't turn my brain off. These boys suck. And she was the original Miranda Hobbs, okay? Without, you know, all the extra shit.
Yeah, it'll be interesting how I think react to Phoebe and then Paige and all of that.
Yeah.
Because God, Paige, especially next season, she just annoys the fuck out of me.
It's very... it's... You've seen this in The Shelter. It's old cat, a.k.a. Piper, and teenager cat, a.k.a. Phoebe, with the puppy, or sorry, with the new kitten. Because when we see Paige come in, she's so excited to just absorb this role of being an older sister, not realizing that you being the older sister now makes you a middle sister, and that's not fun. That's no good. It makes me sad that we don't play into the sisterhood of it all. Say what you want about Supernatural and Sam and Dean forever sacrificing themselves for one another. That's brotherhood. That commitment to...
though that's why the season finale does well, because I think we finally, even though it's not all three of them, right? But how Prue reacts to Piper dying is what we don't... I don't know. It's always... And not to say that it's always like every girl for themselves, but that like visceral reaction of Piper dying. And then on the flip side for season one, ugh.
It's so funny because you don't even... when it's Piper, she don't cry. When it's Prue, she don't cry. This girl don't like neither one of her sisters either. No wonder her and Leo get along. It's... With Piper dying, it's not just that. You see, it's beautiful in... And here where I come into like my nerd bag. It's beautiful in the fact that it's a well-timed shot because, you know, she snaps. Immediately when she snaps, Piper gets shot. You don't know what's happening. You see the blood. And you see her calling for Leo in vain. Like, she knows it's... I know her subconscious knows that she can't get Leo. And I wish that she was able to, like, astral project into the underworld, even if it's for a second, just for her, like, a bloody astral projected Prue flashing and then going back. Oh, that would have been so good. But the whole short story of Piper dying is beautiful. Beautiful television, and I wish we got more of that. Not the Piper dying, but the level of acting, the storytelling in that sequence. It sucks because I hate to like always compare it to Supernatural, but even down to Baby, there's a connection there. There's a connection between Sam and Dean in the car. Hell, Sam had his own, like, car and his own baby moment for a second. You made the audience bond with an inanimate object. You made an inanimate object the fourth brother. And if we could have gotten a drop of that storytelling Uncharmed, and I know we get it a lot in season four, but we have 8 seasons, and god damn, why we only get
it? Doesn't it's not continuous.
Yeah. But that is it, because god, we've been chatting, I think we have to chat some more. Not tonight, but maybe sometime.
Maybe.
Ooh, I will say not Balthazar, because you can't. That's a cheat for you. Best demon, okay. Worst demon.
Shax? What the fuck you mean?
You're a whore.
Shax?
Shax. And...
For both? Shax? Okay. Shax because of Shax?
Yeah.
And then Shax because he kills crew? I was like, ooh, she didn't say Shax.
I would say Barbus and Homeboy from Fast and the Furious. Dreamweaver.
Oh.
Yeah. Also She-Wolf, but that was also a fun episode. Anyway. Some witches be helped. No, wait. Photography will happen this week, so look out for that in the upcoming weeks. Maybe in something else that happens, I'll have the cocktail that appears. You'll see it, maybe, possibly. There's that. I'm like, what else we have? Like, there's things to plug. I can't remember. We have 3 full fucking seasons now, guys. Enjoy.
Tell your friends
to everybody who has left us 5 stars, 4 stars. Love you. Continue rating. Continue telling your friends to rate. I know somebody wrote us an Apple review a year ago. I'm sorry if we never brought that up. I have bad tizzy. And she does too. And sometimes we get caught up in episodes and we try to bring stuff up and it just never happens. But to everybody who's ever left us a review, we appreciate you. Yeah. Season 4 is coming. We're trying to be better with our hiatuses, but you know, life's.
Life's. Yeah. Tired. Yeah, I'll be going to Canada for work. I'm tired. I'm so tired. I think that's it.
Yeah. Thank you for 3 seasons.
For being a friend. Oh.
And being some hoes. Some witches be hoes.
And some hoes be Phoebe.
Lust spells don't work. They just don't.
I mean, they do. But is it really the outcome that you want?
When you're doing a lust spell, make sure you have an intended target or results may vary.
Some have just you done a lust spell recently? That was saying? Have you done a lust spell recently?
This is my sex
call. Are you nasty? On that note, goodbye, guys.
That's the AKA sex cup.